Please be seated. Our first scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, the one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, not eager to, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And our second reading over at 2 John in the first chapter, I'll read the introduction to this chapter first. John wrote this letter to the chosen lady and her children. He might have meant either a Christian woman and her family or a church and its members. In this letter, John writes how important it is for Christians to love one another. He says that to love means to obey God's commandments, and God's commandments tell us to live lives of love. John again emphasizes the importance of the doctrine that Jesus is God's Son and both man and God. Christians should separate themselves from those who teach that Jesus is not God's Son. Now, verses 1 through 9. To the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us, and we will be with, and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new commandment, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. But whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. Amen and amen.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Let's start here. Christ the King Sunday, or Reign of Christ Sunday, is a feast in the liturgical year, which emphasizes the true kingship of Christ. So the festival of Christ the King ends our marking of ordinary time after the day of Pentecost and moves us to the threshold of Advent, the season of hope for Christ coming again at the end of time. The more I get involved with the church, I'm learning things about myself, I'm learning things about the Bible, and sometimes I get confused, because as you're trying to read the Bible, a lot of it is in older English script, and sometimes it's hard to follow. But I'm here, and I'm intrigued by the Bible. I'm intrigued by what God has given us in the Old Testament, preparing us for the New Testament. For the most part, everything in the Bible has happened before us, but they're giving us instructions on how we should obey the Lord, with the promise that if you follow Jesus, that there's a place for you in heaven, an eternal life, if you believe in Jesus Christ. As an elder, which blows my mind, just recently I volunteered and was elected by session to represent our church at the stated meeting of the presbytery. So I talked to Brad. Brad helps us out while we don't have a pastor, and he supervises our meetings. So I told him that I was interested in doing this, and I kind of got the vibe that he wasn't sure if I was serious. He was trying to tell me that sometimes these meetings get a little redundant, maybe a little boring. But again, I'm interested in the functions of how our presbytery works. And again, I'm trying to learn more about it. So they had a Zoom meeting the other night, and basically I'm representing our church in the presbytery in this, and it's, for the most part, I believe it's from about Trenton area to the North Jersey. So I don't know how many churches are involved. It's got to be over 80 to 100. So they had a Zoom meeting the other night, and I'm not that tech savvy, and I am, it's all new to me with the Zoom meetings. But somehow they make it work, and in the Zoom meeting, they actually broke us off into different groups, and I got linked up with five other people that were representing their churches. And what was funny, one of them is the church down here in Titusville. So and one of the things that we were asked, what would be the one thing, meeting your congregation or church leadership, would you do if you knew it would be successful? So obviously a lot of the churches they're struggling trying to bring people in for whatever reason. And I guess everybody was trying to bounce ideas off of one another. And they said, what would be the worst thing that could happen if you just tried one thing? So obviously the worst thing that could happen is nobody else comes through the door. But as we're trying to learn about God and the Bible and Jesus, sometimes the things that we're doing seem to be very repetitive. And we're used to that, because that's what our elders have taught us. But somewhere along the line, there's less and less people coming to church. And you can look around. Churches are struggling bringing in new people. A lot of churches are having the same issues with attendance. So where are some people getting the Word of God? Where do they find a message? Well, I'm going to try something a little different, and I hope you're patient with it. But as I work around the yard, working on cars and stuff, I listen to the radio. And more than once, a song comes on, and I'm in the mix of doing whatever I'm doing, and the words stop me, and I got to look up the song because I want to hear the words again. So it's just something that it's hitting me. And again, the more I get involved with the church, I don't understand why people aren't walking through the door. But definitely, there are people out there that either A, need the Word of God, they have the Word of God, and they share it in song, but they're not necessarily Christian songs. And the songs that I'm going to read the lyrics to, I don't think they'd ever make it into a hymnal. And maybe they shouldn't be sung in a church. But there are so many people that listen to these words and they get the message. So I'm going to start with one. And the first one, it's Oliver Anthony. Oliver Anthony was, I guess he's like a local musician, and he writes his own music, and I think a lot of it is for himself. But he had a couple songs that he wrote, and he videotaped himself in the woods, and he's playing an adobo, which is like a metal guitar. But when he took the video, somehow it made it to the internet and YouTube, and it went viral fast. So this guy was used to singing in front of like probably 20 to 30 people. And in 3 weeks' time, at a local fair, there were 5,000 people that went to hear him. So, anyway. But he reads scripture before he sings, which, how many artists actually read scripture before they sing? So this guy is creating a church at his concert. And people relate to his songs because they want to hear that. They want to hear those words. So I'll start. So I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for terrible pay. So I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home, and drown my troubles away. It's a shame, Lord, what the world's gotten to for people like me and people like you. I wish that I could wake up and not be true, but it is. Oh, it is, Lord, living in a new world with an old soul. So I believe what he's trying to say, he doesn't understand what's going on around him. He has an old soul, and the world is so far in front of him. But again, he wrote this song, and I believe it was for himself, but within 3 weeks, he's got thousands of people listening to him. So it's just, to me, it's amazing. The next one is a rap song. Yeah, a rap song. And I had to look up the words, because when this guy sings it, he sings it so fast, I don't understand it. But young ears like this kind of music. And most of it, I understand why no one would ever listen to it. But this gentleman says, I know a lot of people out there scared they're going to die. A couple of them thinking they'll be living in the sky. But while I'm here, man, I got to ask why. What am I here for? I got to figure out. Waste my life? No, I got to make a count. If Christ is real, then what am I going to do about it? Everything in Luke 12, 15 down to 21. He's actually telling these kids to look up scripture in his songs. You've got to really go check it out. Paul said, if Christ isn't resurrected, we've wasted our lives. Well, that implies that our lives are built around Jesus being alive. Every day I'm living trying to show the world why Christ is more than everything you'll ever try. We're created for him. Out of the dust, he made us for him, elect us. He saves us for him. Jesus comes and he raises for him. Magnify the Father, why bother with something lesser? He made us so we could bless him. To the world, we confess him, resurrects him. So I know I got life. Matter of fact, better man that I know I got Christ. If you don't see his ways in my days and nights, you can hit my brakes. You can stop my life. Then I know I lost my rights. I lost my life. Forget the money, cars, and toss that ice. The cost is Christ. And they could never offer me anything on the planet that would cost that price. I mean, like I said, there's people listening to this stuff because they need to hear the Word of God. But for some reason, I don't know why they don't go into a church. So somewhere, I guess, being where we are, we need to find a way to invite these people in. Now, here's a country song. This is a couple years ago. It just starting fires and dark desires and nights I just can't recall. I woke up flying with the angels and no one to catch me when I fall. I'm going down the wrong road again, living by the wrong code and chasing after dreams that don't come true, looking for the right signs, riding the white lines, just trying to find my way to you. There's been high times and there's been hard times, and there are times that I couldn't tell if I'm living a good life or a bad life, because I'm living fast as hell. From an Alabama chorus to a dirty barroom floor, burning bridges down I've never even crossed. From when I didn't have a care to when I didn't have a prayer. Not once did I thought I was lost. Somehow I knew I would find my way to you. So again, they're clamoring for the word. The next one, this guy was a rap singer in the hip hop, and he went to country music. This guy's name is Jelly Roll. He's this huge man, and he's tattooed all over the place. So to think that this guy's got a message, most of us would probably turn and walk away. And this guy's been, when he started singing, people realized he had a voice. And he's been on the Grammys, he's been on the CMAs, and he's everywhere right now. So there's millions of people that want to hear his songs. Somebody save me from myself. I spent so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health, but it's the only thing that seems to help. And all of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but I feel like that's all I need. Something inside of me is broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. So, what if the night sky was missing the moon and there's no shooting stars to wish upon you? And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I have ever found. So the chorus is, I'm a lost cause, Lord. Don't waste your time on me. I'm so beyond repair, my life shattered my hopes and my dreams. So I'm up here, I've done this, read this 5 times. This is the first time I come up here and I'm losing it. So, but the words hit you. And there's people that, thousands of them, can relate to these songs. Because I feel like when these singers are singing them, the people listening, they're singing about them. It's their life that these people are singing about. Another one by the same guy, I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I don't have a prayer. So who am I to expect a Savior? But if I only talk to God when I need a favor, and God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I'm not living those words. I swear I spent more times on Sunday more drunk than I have in church. Hardcover King James Bible, only saving dust on my nightstand, and I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. I owe more than one, and beggars can't be choosers, but I'll pay for all I've done. Hanging in there just barely, throwing up prayers like Hail Marys. If you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. And again, I only talk to God when I need a favor. How many people, think about it, talk to God when they need a favor? So there's a lot of young people out there. This is their church. This is where they're getting the message. The last one starts with an intro. I always thought what was the most important conversation you could ever have in your life? When is the first time you talked to God? What would you say? I remember you in the pages of a book. A lady read me once in Sunday school. I remember you. I studied every word, and I hid it in my heart, just like you told me to. Okay, while you're standing there on your trembling knees, what would you hope God says back to you? Another verse. I remember you. I was there when you were born. I held your mama's hand and your daddy's too. I remember you. I recall the very day you turned against the devil and you cried out my name. The chorus, and the stone was rolled away and everybody prayed. The day the angels sang, I remember you. So again, the more I've gotten involved with this church, sometimes I wonder why people don't walk through the door. And so many people are following these singers and these songs and are not labeled Christian music, which I think helps them with airplay. And again, Jelly Roll, like I said, he's been on the Grammys and country music, but he started out as a rap singer. But the way he sings, I think everybody can relate to. But I'm not sure if he should be here singing. But he is, and he's reaching thousands and millions of people who need the Word of God. So as they're learning about Scripture in these songs, and they struggle with everything life throws at them, some are asking for forgiveness, they're confessing sins, they're asking for directions, they're asking for favors and guidance. And we're here in a church learning more about the Bible, the Word of God, the Old Testament, the New Testament, how to be a better Christian, to believe in Christ, that Jesus died for our sins, resurrected, and sits on the right side of God. So we need to reach out to those outside and learn more about them, but don't judge them, so we can help them find their way inside. So again, I could be working on anything and a song comes on and it just stops me because I'm intrigued by what these lyrics say. Sometimes I get more out of these songs than I do when I read the Bible. But it makes me want to read the Bible more. It makes me want to learn more about it. So, and something about singing. When people have the talent, because I don't, that's why I read these. When people have the talent to produce music and sing, I'm amazed. And I've said many times before, the people that sing and perform in this church are amazing. And somehow, I don't know how to bring people in. I'd like to. But I'm starting to realize that we're living in a new world with old souls. So, as we learn more about this new world, keep the faith, but keep the message the same, that God is good all the time. Amen. All right. So with that, let's go to hymn 562.